friends. Okay, I have a confession to make. I am just about the worst gift giver to ever walk the planet. Seriously, I have no imagination, I can't remember anyone's favorite color or favorite musician, and I'm always late. So when the holidays come up, I'm filled with a particular type of dread that can be paralyzing. So I tell myself, self, you can handle a few holiday gifts this year and have confidence. So I'm thinking of making some gifts from the kitchen this holiday season. I'd like to have two or three choices, so not everyone gets the same thing, but I thought it might be nice to put those cooking skills to good use. So today, I'd like to talk about that. Gifts from the kitchen. Now, I'm not talking about baked goods. Don't get me wrong. I love getting those packages of little cakes and cookie selections from neighbors and loved ones every year. Those are amazing and far better than anything I bake myself. Then again, I'm my own worst critic. No, I'm talking about little creative kits or mixes that come in cute containers and you prepare them yourself. Last year, I got the most delicious gift from my friend Bev. It was all the dry fixins for a cranberry white chocolate cookie that was just about the most delicious thing ever. I think she called it like a cranberry white chocolate wobbly. Bev's from Arkansas. That explains a lot. And Bev, if you're listening, I really hope you'll give me the same thing again this year because that was fabulous. Just a little hint, friends. I'm very easy to please. So here's what Bev did. She took all the dry ingredients, measured them out, then layered them in a mason jar. She then cut a little festive fabric, secured it with a jar ring, printed up the recipe, and tied it all up with a ribbon. That's it. I just added a few eggs and some oil, baked them, and it was perfection. Do you have a favorite recipe for cookies or bars? Why not turn it into a gift? Another great gift from the kitchen is soup. You can gather bouillon cubes, dried beans, and herbs and layer them in either a mason jar or a nice glass measuring cup with a plastic lid that include the directions. You could call it the holiday cold weather chase away or something like that. My friend Shannon does gift boxes for a living. Now that's another great idea, and it doesn't involve any recipes at all. You can grab some imported pasta, a bottle of wine, some bread, and some truffle oil, put it all in a basket, and bam, it's an Italian dinner under the tree. I may be really adventurous and try my hand at making limoncello this season. It's a delicious Italian after-dinner liqueur that's made by soaking lemons in vodka. Some recipes call for 2 months of soaking, but I've heard a good limoncello can be made in just a couple of weeks. I also thought I might infuse some good olive oil with garlic, herbs, and red pepper, put it into some fancy jars from Cost Plus or Pier 1, and give those as gifts. Wow, this is actually getting fun, isn't it? I went online and searched for homemade gifts from the kitchen, and I saw several possibilities. These sound fun. How about this? There's a recipe for white Christmas bars in a jar, rosemary walnuts, and something called trash snack mix. Not so sure about that one. There are also recipes for spice blends and mixes, pickles and relishes, and even flavored vinegars. I like the mixed nuts idea. Maybe candied walnuts or pecans? Brittle is also a great choice. It's packed with yumminess and very rich, and a little bit can go a long way. Who knows? If I took a single day and really concentrated, I could put together several of these gifts and have a lot of people's gifts ready to go. They would get something delicious, and it would be far more personal than just a gift card. Homemade gifts, particularly the dry goods, are great for travel, too. They're relatively inexpensive, and TSA won't make you give them up at the security checkpoint. Do any of your listeners have some good gifts that you make from your kitchen? I'd love to hear about them. I bet there's some really creative gifts out there, whether you give or you have received them. It sure would be fun to learn about them. If you send them into the station, we'll share them on the air. I always love to hear from my listeners. In the meantime, don't be afraid to be creative. Gifts from the kitchen evoke a feeling of home and convey a level of thoughtfulness you can't always find in a store-bought gift. And they may save you some money during tight economic times. Who needs an iPod when I can have Bev's cranberry white chocolate wobblies? That's it. I'm emailing her right now. Thanks for listening. I'm Joan Autry with Tutti a Tavola, All to the Table Cooking School, where you can get your PhD in delicious.